Hey y'all, welcome to I Am Grown Now podcast. Y'all already know the vibes. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you comment, like. You can also share a voice message as well. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Crown by Kiss. You'll be able to see everything I have going on. I'm also in the middle of revamping everything for my brand and etc. So, y'all already know how I do, but before I jump in, I just want to make sure, and I hope that you're having a great day today, and I just want to thank you for listening, okay? You already know I'm going to jump right into it. You know I don't waste no time. Now, excuse the little stuffy nose, y'all, but look, I got to get this message out, okay? Now, the topic for today, okay, this episode, this topic, y'all going to like this one, okay? Caught up in the illusion. Okay? That's what this episode is going to be about. Caught up in the illusion. All right? So let me jump right on into it. Y'all know I don't like to waste no time. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and look up the word illusion, and then I'm going to go from there. Okay? Give me just a second. I'm going to actually see if they can actually... Okay, let me see if they can say something to it. All right, so let's get the breaking down of the illusion.
Illusion.
Okay, so I thought it was going to say something, but anyway. The illusion definition means a thing that is or is likely to be wrongly perceived or interpreted by the senses. A deceptive appearance or impression. It is a false idea or belief. Okay, that's a good definition right there. All right. So basically it's something that's not real. Okay. I'm gonna just break it down in that word. It's something that's not real. It's fake. All right. It's fake. Now, we already know that the world has plenty of illusions, all right? Plenty of illusions where they perceive as something is real, but really is fake, okay? It's something there to keep you stuck. It's something there to keep you blocked. It's something there to delay you, okay? And so what happens is we end up hanging with people or even associating with people that sets illusions in our lives, okay? And they perceive it, they want us to perceive it as it is real. But to them, they know that it is fake, but only if they could keep you stuck. If only they could keep you blocked. If only they could delay you from your blessings, okay? Okay, because guess what? Today, I'm fist to go off. I'm fist to go off, right? So, in my personal life, okay, because I am human just like you, and there is things in my life, and that there is things in your life, and as humans, we experience things that are lessons. We experience setbacks. We experience things that we need to learn from. Because see, life is about lessons. Life is about learning, okay? Life is about problem solving, okay? Life is about mistakes and learning from the mistake. Life is about cycles, all right? So in my personal life, I've experienced illusions from people that perceive things upon me that was not even real, but it was for me to stay stagnant. Now, when I got to a point in my life where things were stagnant, where things were not moving, when things were not like going in my favor, I had to identify, who am I talking to? Who is in my life? Who am I associating with? Who's in my thoughts? These are the things that I had to identify within my life to fix this stagnation in my life. Because there is someone around you right now that you think has your best interest, and they really, don't have it. But as long as they could keep putting that illusion on you to make you think that they your friend, to make you think that they your lover, to make you feel a void, as long as they could be there to block you in any way, any shape, form, that's what they're going to do, okay? So in my life, I had situations where I had people who wanted to stay on, they wanted to have a real grip on me. Because see, by nature in my world, naturally, I am a lover. Naturally, I am a giver. Naturally, I like to see people win. Naturally, I like to help people. This is who I am by nature. And they know that, and they see that, and they sense that, and they feel that. So guess what? The people who was not for me, they love that. So as long as they can pretend, as long as they can act, as long as they could get away with it, that's what they was going to do. But see, I had to wake up to the illusion. I had to realize that this is not even real. But see, in their world, it was real to them. As long as it felt real to me, that's how they got away with it. So then I came to realize that it was fake. It was only there to keep me stuck. See, these people were already set in their ways. See, these people had already made the decision on how they are going to live their life. They had already decided what they wanted for themselves. They had already decided that they wasn't going to heal. They had already decided that they just wanted to be egotistical. They had already decided that they were going to be selfish. They had already decided that they are going to be a loner. They had already decided to play people how they gonna play people to get what they want. They had already decided that for them, lot for themselves. And I realized that I wasn't set in stone in my ways. That I wanted more for myself. That I wanted change for my life. That I still had things to do. That I still had things to accomplish. That I still had more to experience in life. And when I realized that, these people fell away. Some of them even passed away. Some of these people I had to fight with, to cut the cords with, because they did not want to leave me alone. They could not let me go. I had to put up a fight. And some of you that's listening, I'm sure that you know that there is more for your life than what you are settling for right now. Okay. Baby, I had to get the message out today. Somebody needs to hear this today. So getting caught up in the illusions, getting little crumbs, you're overextending yourself and you're barely getting anything back. Now, why would you want to continue that? You have to get to a place where you say, well, why? See, for me, I say, what? The reflection is me. And this is why I go back to self-love. Give all of that to you. No expectations of from anybody. But the expectation is for you. You got to say, I expect myself today to take care of myself today in every single day. The expectation is you giving to you. That's the expectation. That's what you need to be expecting from yourself, not from anybody else. that you're going to be so grounded enough in yourself, the love that you're giving yourself, that is what you're going to get. But when you are lacking self-love, you're going to get lack. You're going to get the lack of others because you have lacked that within yourself. You are looking out for others to give you something that you have not even given yourself. It's a fight. It's a fight within yourself, because what happens is we don't want to face what's hurting us. We don't want to go to the root of the problem to fix it. But instead, we rather cover it up with some dirt and keep on going and coping and just moving on with life and really getting toe up. Look, if you don't want to live like that, you're going to have to make something happen. Stop allowing people to get the benefit. Because let me tell you something, you beneficial. Very beneficial. And they know you beneficial. That's why they can't let you go. That's why they want to hold on to you. That's why they want to take from you. That's why they want to breadcrumb you. That's why they want to give you a little bit of bait, so you can have a little care for them. As long as you got a little care for them, they don't care. Just your presence is enough. Just talking to you is enough. Sometimes they don't even got to be in your face. As long as you are on their mind, and as long as you have them on your mind, baby, that's enough. When I tell you, you got to cut all loose, cut all cords, baby, from your mind, from your heart, from your soul, from your body. You got to do the work. Hello. Oh, I'm getting hot, y'all. I'm over here sweating. I'm over here sweating because let me tell you something. As long as they're getting something from you, your energy, your time is talking to you. It could be for 1 minute, honey. As long as they got something, they want to get something. And this is why I'm telling you, you are beneficial. Cut it all off. Get out of the illusion. Because to them, they know it's fake. But to you, they want to make it real. Because that's their reality. They are fake. They ain't even close to real, baby. They plastic. They not glass. You glass, what you talking about? You a form of glass that needs to be taken care of properly. You a piece of glass that wants to be set on the top of a table. What's the word I'm looking for? That's just how worthy you are to be on the top of a shelf, to be the main decoration in the house. Hello, somebody, baby. Is y'all hearing what I'm saying? Do y'all hear what I'm saying, baby? They can throw the plastic away. You a piece of glass in somebody's house. Okay? You was made antique, customized, handmade, handpicked, designer. We not finna keep letting people pick us up, drag us up and down the street, pick us up when they want to, throw it down, pick it up. Baby, what you think this is? The cycles of the illusions is done. See, what happens is when you know that you are blessed, when you know that you have more in life to do, these people will fall away. When you're sick and tired, baby, they will fall away. Did you hear what I said earlier? I said there were people who even lost their lives. These were people I was hanging with, talking to. They ain't even here no more. Okay? And the people that's still here that you need to let go of, let them go. Let them go. Know your worth. Hold yourself high standard. Become that. Embody that. You know what? That's going to be another podcast. I'm going to talk about embodiment. Okay? Anyways, yeah. See, because nobody taught me how to carry myself. I was already naturally doing it. But the thing was, there was people that was taking advantage that I had no idea about. That you got to get to a place where you don't want for nothing. Because you're so comfortable with you and you're so self, you're grounded within yourself. You love yourself. And guess what? You ain't going to take no shit. Excuse my language. I got to say it like how I got to say it. And it don't come with egotistical. It don't come with arrogance. It comes with confidence. It comes with knowing your value. It comes with knowing who you are. It comes with knowing your purpose. It comes with knowing the love that you have to give, but you're going to give it to yourself because you're not going to allow anybody to take advantage of you anymore. And when you embody that, you start to attract. I'm just trying to tell y'all. You start to attract things and people and man. I heard something that say, I work too hard to get where I am mentally, spiritually, physically, to let somebody come in and take me right back where I had worked hard to come from. I be damned. But it's always a test. It's always there for a lesson. Always there to see if you're ready for your blessing. That's when the enemies come. That's when they come trying to take you off your game, trying to take you off your stuff. No, not this time. You ain't got to answer to nobody, but you. Let me say who you answer to. You answer to God, nobody else. They get the, you know, they try to hold. They be trying to hold on to you so bad. Oh, well, why you want to stop talking to me? Why? What's up? Why? Man, you don't owe nobody no explanation. You don't owe nobody no explanation. Click, delete, block, removed, trash, to the dumpster, into the sea. Bye. Tricks. That's what they do. They are tricksters. That's what tricksters do. They try to act like they don't know what they're doing and they want to play mind games and they want to keep playing. Guess what? I send that energy right back to you. Send it back to sender. 10 times. Send it back to sender 10 times. So look. When you are blessed and God, let me tell you something, God watching, God sees it. Second, these people out here be trying to, I have talked to so many people that try to get me to believe that, oh, ain't no God real. I just laugh at them. I be like, all right, gotta go, gotta dash. Yeah, so they want to play mind games and they want to get tricks. See, they pull out all the tricks soon as they find out that you're getting away. They pulling out all the tricks, believe me. And since they want to play trick games, you better play games. You better not play games, but you better stand ground. You better stand on your ground. Stand 10 toes down. I can't hear myself, y'all, but I'm sure I'm kind of yelling. But look, I just got to get this message out, baby. Let me tell you something. They want to play games. They want to pull out the sleeves. They want to pull out all the little tricks. You better pull all yours out, too. You better pull all yours out, too, and stand up. That's how they coming. That's the way you better be coming too. Because I ain't playing about me. And you do not need to be playing about you. Don't let nobody play with you. Stop letting these people play with you. Like you some type of weak link or something. Ain't nothing weak about you. We let them think we weak. We let them play themselves. That's what we let them do. Because you thought you got away, but you really didn't. Hypocrites. That's what they are. They play both sides of the field. And over here where we at, we play one side of the field. See, when they start asking me what's my occupation, baby, I'm going to start telling them, my occupation is God. I work for God. That's who I work for. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know nothing else. Because, see, I'm blessed. See, when you got God in the center of your life, you be qualified for things that you don't even know how you got qualified. Because on the paper, it don't look like it's qualifications. But God said you was qualified. That's all that matters. See, that's how God work. That's how God work. And they want to come take it. They want to make sure you don't believe. They want to make sure you don't have faith. They want to make sure that you just like them. The devil is a liar. I would never be like you. And I ain't nothing like you. And I never will be like you. That's what you got to say to them. And that's what you got to say to yourself. You got to be speaking out loud in your house. You got to be looking at yourself in the mirror. You got to be saying affirmation over your life. Don't let nobody tell you nothing about you. You say what you need to say about you. And you better make sure it's positive. And you better make sure it's full of love. And you better make sure, even though you ain't got it right now, you better be able to see yourself with it. You better speak it into existence. Because let me tell you something. These people want to put illusions in your life. These people want to put illusions in your path. They want to make sure you don't get what you're supposed to rightfully have. It's already yours. But guess what? You're going to have to put up a fight to get it. Because they out here. They out here. I got to say out here. Let me tell you something. When I'm ready to spit my talk, honey, I be yelling a little bit. So y'all might want to turn it down a little bit. But I'm just saying, you got to put up a fight. Because it's already yours, but they want to stop and make sure that you don't get it. So you're going to have to put up a fight to make sure you do get it. Because I don't let them open around. Why would they want to do that? Why would they want to take me? Because they don't like you. If you really want to know, they don't like you. Why would my mama do that to me? Why would my sister do that to me? Why would my own brother do that to me? Let me tell you something. When you stop putting titles on people, then you will have a better understanding of life. Why would my own child, why would she take, why would he do me like that as his mama? It's not funny, but I'm just saying, like, I'm laughing because it's like, a lot of people don't know this. This is beyond physical. Okay? This is spiritual. And it's a reflection of you and your character. It's to build you up. It's to test your faith. It's a lesson to be learned. No matter the title. No matter the title. Because we have common sense, even though this might not be our grandpa, our grandmother, our auntie, we know that we are supposed to respect elderly people. Even though they might not be close or tied to us by blood. So if that goes for people that you don't know, what you think goes for the people that's in your family? No matter what, there should be respect. So you got common sense to know that, right? So have common sense when it comes to your feelings. No matter who it is, the title, I don't care about it. Whatever you're feeling for someone, or however you feeling, if it's nasty feeling, if it's a hurtful feeling, if it's some pain, if it's happy, whatever your feelings are facts. I don't care about the title. Better speak up about your feelings. You better speak up about how you feel. You better speak up. You better talk. I don't care who it is. Okay? Because if you want something, and if you're expecting something from someone, you need to expect that from you first. Okay? Have your boundaries. Be guarded up. Pay attention. Stop overextending yourself. Give people exactly what they give you. Huh. Simple as that. Oh my God. Simple as that. Give people exactly what they're giving you. Stop overextending yourself. Okay? I'm going to give you exactly what you give me. Stop being so open with your love and stop being an open book. And no. See, they got to work hard for this. You work hard in your life. Why you ain't letting them work hard to get in your area, to get in your space, to get your time? Why you not letting them work hard? They work hard for everything else they want in life. Why they can't work hard to get you? Oh, okay. Yeah. We ain't doing that. Cycles are closing for the illusions. Believe me. And if you want to keep on deciding, you want to keep on living that fake story, fake life, whatever you want to keep on doing, you go on ahead, honey. You got to keep on learning that same lesson over and over and over again. Until you learn your lesson, you can move forward in life. See, I'm talking to y'all, but I'm talking to me too. I get a lot of my advice from myself. My life experiences. The things that I went through, the things that I go through. Like, this is me talking to me. I'm my best teacher. And then I take and then I extend it from others that I already know within, but it's just even more definition, more breakdown, advice. And that's what I take. It might be worded, they might word it different, but I'm open to receive. But I know a lot within myself, and so sometimes it's not even sometimes, like you got to do this every day. Like you got to do, it got to become a lifestyle where you're learning you. Like where you're paying attention to your moods, where you're paying attention to people. And when you stop talking to them, how do you feel? What's going on? Like you got to pay attention to these things. Do you need to keep them stringed along or you need to let them go? What you got to do? Are they adding to your life or are they taking away? Simple as that. Are they bringing peace? Are they bringing heartache? Which one? Are they bringing a headache? Or are they bringing, you know, a peace of mind? Huh? Because I don't care about the tone. The tone has nothing to do with anything. You have to realize when somebody has your best interest or not. No matter the tone. No matter the tone. Some people come off a little harsh. I know I come off a little harsh. But I do mean great. I am coming in my purest form. Just like this whole time, I kind of was yelling because that's how passionate I am about the message. Somebody got to hear this. Somebody needs to know this, that they have been in the cycle of illusions. And I'm here to tell you no more. No more. And I already told you, I'm not even just talking to y'all. I'm talking to me. We ain't settling for the fake. We're not settling for the temporary, the little every blue moon, the little, you know, every now and then. No, 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 no. We deserve longevity. We deserve long term. We deserve long lasting, not temporary feelings, not temporary love. When somebody wants to pick and choose, when they want to give you love, I don't think so. Not temporary. I want to be your friend today, but tomorrow I'm talking about you the next day. I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay? The illusions. It's time to get out of it. You seen enough. You heard enough. You felt enough. And you realize that you are not even satisfied. So it's time to wipe your hands with it. Wipe your hands real clean and move on. Simple as that. Because what you're wanting, what you're seeking, what you're wanting to have, it's there. You can have it. But you got to cut these things off over here. Somebody in your life is trying to make sure that you don't have it. They're trying to make sure you don't get that love life that you've been craving for. They're trying to make sure you don't have financial stability that you deserve to have, that you rightfully supposed to have. They want to make sure that you don't have those good friends in your life. Partnerships, business, partners, just good people around your life. They don't want you to have it. And I'm telling you that you need to sit down and you need to identify who is doing what and how each person make you feel. Okay? Are they feeding me the illusions? Are they keeping me stuck in areas that I know that I need to heal from and overcome? Or are they actually helping me to evolve? Are they actually giving me the real good advice that I need, even though it's tough to hear? But this is what you got to analyze. Like, you got to break this down. You got to see, because if you don't see it, if you don't write it down on paper, if you don't write down each person and what they do and what they give, like, why you're not going to know. You're going to keep being lost. So we done with that. Identify this today. It's 2022. We don't got time for people who want to still be doing the same thing, still dressing the same, still acting the same, still looking the same, still walking the same, still talking about the same stuff. Baby, bye. Shh. Please. If you pay attention to the world, if you pay attention to the weather, if you pay attention to the spring, summer, fall, winter, that means your life should be on the same phase. And if your life is still feeling like winter in the summertime, you got a problem. There's a problem that you need to identify, detect. Because summer is approaching, and baby, you need to be feeling like summer. Not winter, not sad, not depressed, not stressing. That means something is wrong in your life. Something needs to get cleared out. Because wintertime was here, you're supposed to have cleared all that out wintertime. Get with the seasons. Okay? Your body is even on the season. Your body is, you already know there's certain fruits and vegetables that come out during the summertime. Your body just like that. Your life should be just like that. On a schedule, on a phase, on a season. Like, come on. Best days, your best days are ahead. Okay? So cut out the illusions and keep it real with you. What is this person doing for me? Do they give me heartache? Do they give me confusion? Are they straight to the point? How do I feel? Like, pay attention. For real. Start saying the things that you want. Start writing it down. Start seeing it. Start getting some pictures. Start being it. Start being it, okay? Period. And I'm going to leave it on that note. Thank y'all for listening. Excuse the, you know, little stuffy nose, but I have to get that message out. And I just want to say thank you again for listening. I really, really hope that this message has helped you today. I really do. Because me venting and me talking and expressing really helps me a lot, you know. You don't want to keep things balled in. You have to express. You have to express your feelings. You have to express what you feel is fake, what you feel is real. You got to know the difference for fake and real. Come on. That's the main thing today. You got to know what's fake and what's real. That's what life is about. We know they got fake Gucci and we know they got the real Gucci. But are you going to be able to identify what's real and what's fake? And that's the same way you got to identify people in your life. What's real and what's fake. Okay? Come on. Let's get it together. All right? So that's the main thing. Do you want to live a fake life? Or do you want to live a real, authentic, abundant life? Because see, living an abundant life, a real one, a real authentic one, you're going to be really, truly happy. See, living a fake, abundant life, you ain't going to be happy. You ain't going to be happy. So you got to identify, do I really want to fake the way I'm living my life? Do I want to pretend? Do I want to fake my feelings? Do I want to fake make friends just to get what I can? Baby, what? That sounds like a lot of work. Like, I can hardly breathe trying to say that. That sounds like a lot of work to fake it. See, it's the difference from faking it and being real with yourself and saying, you know what, I'm going to keep it real with me. Like, I know how I'm feeling, and I know my feelings are real. And I would rather be alone right now than to settle and work on myself and know that I am going to get the life I deserve. I am going to get that love life. I am going to have a friends around, harmonious relationships. I am going to have these things. And I don't have to fake it to make it. See, it's the difference when you're at a place and you are seeing more for yourself. It's about becoming that. You're not faking that. You're becoming that for real. You're doing the work for real. You ain't fake exercising to lose the weight. You ain't getting surgery. And I ain't knocking nobody who getting surgery. What I'm saying is you ain't taking the shortcuts. Because you understand that going through these lessons and going through these cycles are going to help you become who you need to be able to receive the things that you deserve. Okay, but when you faking it till you make it, pretending and acting, you ain't gonna even enjoy it. Cause you ain't even learn the lessons. You keep sweeping stuff under the rug. You didn't even gain the wisdom. You didn't even gain the knowledge. You wanna be a manipulator. You wanna play games. Okay, you go ahead then. That's what I tell people who wanna play games. You go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead. Because see, karma is real. Because see, what you put out is what you get. You understand? So think on what you're doing. I sound real country. But look, think on what you're doing. You're going to put out fake, best believe you're going to get back fake. You're going to put out real, best believe you're going to get back real. Because see, when you keep it real with you, you're going to make sure, like the people that you're going to attract, they're going to keep it real with you. And if you lie to yourself, they gonna lie to you. Come on now. See, that's why people do us the way they do us. Because we lie to ourselves. Well, why you think they're going to tell you the truth for you? You can't even keep it true. You can't even keep the truth to yourself. You can't even tell the truth to your own self in your face. What they going to tell you the truth for? Child, don't get me started. I'm trying to close it out, but you know. I'm just saying. What you give is what you get. And it first starts with you. Keep it real with yourself. If you ain't feeling that, you ain't feeling that. You ain't feeling that job, you ain't feeling that. Okay? You ain't feeling them people, they kind of shady. You can't pinpoint exactly what it is, but you can feel it. You better stand on it. You better stand on it. See, people get so caught up in the physical. Oh, well, you know, they took me out to eat and they did this and they did that. But you can feel something that ain't right. That's your intuition telling you what it is, what it really is. I don't give a damn what they doing for you. You can feel some animosity. You can feel some jealousy. You ain't got to see the physical. Because even the tone, if you ain't paying attention to the words and you paying attention to the tone, you'll get striked. I ain't gonna lie, when I just said strike, I heard a sword in my head. I literally heard a sword, y'all. When I said strike, it said shoot. Just like that, you gonna get sliced. Because you're not even paying attention to the word, you're paying attention to the tone, and that's gonna get you sliced. Somebody can be jealous of you and say the most nastiest stuff to you, and they can say it in a nice way. So you won't get offended. But if you paid attention to the words, she really was slicing you. He really was slicing you. Pay attention. Pay attention. This is more than a physical. Listen to the tone. Listen to your guts. And one thing about the gut feeling, it's a fast feeling. It ain't something that you gotta prolong, baby. It don't prolong. It tell you right away. Instant. That's why I say intuition. Instantly. Fast. Okay? It don't take no time for you to know exactly what it is that you need to do. That's the enemy of confusion. God ain't about confusion. God tell you what it is right away. He don't waste no time. He ain't finna make you go around the world and go around the town. He show you exactly what it is right when it is right there. And you could be a fool to be blinded. Oh, well, he said it like this. So, you know, stop. Your feelings is facts. I'm trying to tell you. You can walk in a room and you can sense something ain't right up in here. I got to get up out of here. Okay. All right, so I'm going to leave it at that. So again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I really, really, really hope that this message has helped you today. Let me know if I helped you. You can also donate to my Cash App at Crown by Kiss if you really resonated with what I said. My Cash App is the $CROWNEDBYKISS. That's my Cash App. So if this resonated with you, you can also donate to let me know if this resonated with you. Thank you again, and I hope to hear y'all from. I'm sorry, not from. I hope to hear y'all on the next episode. Thank you. Peace.